In breaking news, commercial flights to Tununik should be back to normal by the end of the week. According to company president Bruce McGlasson, Grant Aviation flew a plane to the village this afternoon to confirm that the runway has been properly fixed. Raven spokespeople Terrence Stepatin and Akio Kikuchi say that the air carrier actually resumed service to Tununik on Monday. The village's $19 million airport is less than a year old, but shifting permafrost had already buckled and potholed the runway, and a third of it was starting to sink. Earlier this month, Raven Alaska and Grant Aviation both refused to fly to Tununik, citing safety concerns. As the shelves on the local store ran empty, residents resorted to driving across the tundra on four-wheelers to Tuksuk Bay to pick up their groceries and mail. According to State Transportation Department spokesperson Shannon McCarthy, Tununik's runway should now be fixed. A team of DOT grader operators flew to the village and graded the runway several days ago. Their emergency contractor unloaded rock, gravel, and other materials from a barge in the village yesterday, and the team will use it to further grade and smooth the area. Unfortunately, this is more permafrost settling than expected, McCarthy said, but it is the cost of doing business. While Tununik's airport might be up and running again, traveling there is still touch and go. Gloria Kanrelak, the Tununik store's general manager, was just trying to get home on Monday. Raven had officially already resumed service to the village, but Kanrelak says that the Raven ticket agent in Bethel told her that the airline still wouldn't fly there. So she bought a ticket to Tuksuk Bay instead. Kanrelak wasn't the only Tununik resident on that flight. And once they were in the air, their pilot took a look at Tununik's runway, decided it looked safe enough, and got permission to make an extra stop for them. A second shipment of construction materials is expected in Tununik on November 1st. DOT spokesperson Shannon McCarthy says that their work on the airport should be finished by the end of the week, though the permafrost could always shift beneath the runway again next spring. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.